Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 31st, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. For you readers in Illinois, it seems like there have been a lot of tornadoes in 2023 so far. You are correct. Illinois is the state with the most recorded tornadoes for the year so far, with 97 confirmed tornadoes across the state, US Today is reporting, up from the 54 tornadoes Illinois sees per year on average. And Chicago? It normally sees 12 tornadoes per year, and so far has seen 40. The story is by my local Patch. You can see it with a link in today's newsletter. Wild is hosting a Trivia Night fundraiser on August 9th for Wild Gives Back, its 501c3 arm that funds scholarships for women taking derivatives courses at schools affiliated with the Associated Colleges of Illinois. The Trivia Night will be held at the Terrace Lounge, 425 South Financial Place, Chicago, Illinois, August 9th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Trivia Night features teams from IMC, SocGen, CME, CBOE, OCC, NFA, and BP. Wild will also have items for auction. OCC and Wild are sponsors, so 100% of ticket sales and auction will go towards the scholarships. Tickets are $50, and Wild will match people up with teams if they don't already have a team. Federal prosecutors have told a federal judge that Sam Bankman-Fried's bail should be revoked and he should be jailed pending his criminal fraud trial, saying there are likely no conditions that the cryptocurrency entrepreneur will abide by to satisfy their concerns, Yahoo Finance reported. Bankman-Fried has sent dozens of letters to journalists since he has been under house arrest, some of which prompted a story in the New York Times that was construed as witness tampering. The CME Group has issued three disciplinary notices on Friday for Lewis Langston, which was wash trading prohibited, Fortune Commodities DMCC, prearranged, pre-negotiated, and non-competitive trades prohibited in part, and Alessandro Bonafini, disruptive trade practices prohibited. Ukraine is trying to distance itself from Russia, and it took a giant step when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a bill Friday that moved its official Christmas holiday to December 25th. This is a break with the Russian Orthodox Church, which celebrates it on January 7th, The Guardian reported. The Wall Street Journal has what looks like a very helpful article titled Little Known Tips for Working Smarter with Your Office Software, with the subheading, You May Think You Know All There Is to Know About Microsoft Word, Google Docs, Excel, PowerPoint, Gmail, Outlook, and other apps, but you probably don't. The journal also has a helpful article that is just a few decades late, titled The Best Shoes for Standing All Day, with the subheading, Whether you're heading to the office or having a long day of traveling, these pairs will keep you up with every step of the way. Where was this article when I was standing all day on the Mid-America trading floor? Hugh Carter, an aide and cousin of President Jimmy Carter, has died at the age of 80. Hugh Carter, who was known as Sonny, was in charge of making the White House less imperial and was called Cousin Cheap by White House staff, the New York Times reported. Interestingly, Hugh, who was part of the peanut brigade of Georgians that helped get Jimmy elected president, was a Sunday school student of Jimmy Carter's who also served as his scoutmaster in Boy Scouts. Carter also served as a troop committee chair and in 1978 was awarded the Silver Buffalo for service to youth. Verge 23, the climate tech and solutions event from Green Biz, takes place October 24th to 26th at the San Jose Convention Center. The event explores new climate technology and brings together the climate community, leaders from business, government, solution providers, and startups. Attendees will explore emerging technology and solutions in six key areas: buildings, carbon, energy, food, startups, and transport. The main conference is preceded by a one-day Verge 23 Water Forum, an invitation-only half-day gathering of leaders at the forefront of creating sustainable, resilient, and equitable water systems. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. A new financial publication from Six, Cornerstones for Growth, explores the growth drivers and challenges surrounding institutional adoption of digital assets and ESG investing. Download the report with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories last Friday on JLN Options were bearish traders swarm AMC options as stock conversion plan faces doubts. Is this as calm as it gets for markets? Just look at the VIX. Eurex Wargames pricing derivatives during disruption events. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: the benefit of owning stocks over bonds keeps shrinking. Some worry that rally is unsustainable after a gauge of stocks' relative value falls to two-decade low. The extra reward for holding stocks instead of bonds has fallen to its lowest level in 20 years, threatening a recent hot streak for major indexes. One method for gauging the value of stocks is to compare their earnings yield calculated by dividing a company's expected earnings over the next year by its stock price to the yield on government bonds, considered the closest thing to a risk-free return. The difference, sometimes called the equity risk premium, shows how much investors are being compensated for the additional risk of owning stocks. My comment: this reads like the stock bears are on the run story and are trying to fight back. Here's another story, this one from Ars Technica. The headline: most of the 100 million people who signed up for Threads stopped using it. Meta's new Twitter competitor, Threads, is looking for ways to keep users interested after more than half of the people who signed up for the text-based platform stopped actively using the app. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg reportedly told employees in a company town hall yesterday. Threads launched on July 5th and signed up over 100 million users in less than 5 days, buoyed by user frustration with the Elon Musk-owned Twitter. My comment: I am not as consistent as I would like to be using Threads. Threads has work to do to make it easier to use. Here's a story from The Guardian. The headline: Twitter neighbors complain of lit up X sign working at high intensity. A giant glowing X marks the San Francisco spot where Elon Musk says he plans to keep his company, the messaging platform formerly known as Twitter. But city officials and some residents are unhappy with the display. On Friday, the company erected an X logo on the roof of its Market Street headquarters to the chagrin of neighbors who complained about intrusive lights and San Francisco's building inspection department, which said it would start an investigation. My comment: they need to run Elon Musk with an X out of town. Here's a story from The Telegraph. Goldman Sachs to run auction of The Telegraph. Lloyds Banking Group appointed receivers in June after dispute with Barclay family. the investment bank Goldman Sachs has been appointed to run an auction of the Telegraph on behalf of Lloyds Banking Group. Lloyds took ownership last month by sending in receivers. It had been in dispute with the previous owners, the Barclay family, over debts of more than £1 billion secured against the Telegraph and the Spectator magazine, which was part of the same group of companies. My comment, here's your chance to buy a storied newspaper, Mr. Bezos. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story Friday was the Wall Street Journal's What Happens When You Stop at One Glass of Wine a Day? Second was SK3W Technologies, Inc. raises $7 million Series A to help financial exchanges establish and maintain fair, transparent, and auditable access to markets, a press release from SK3W Technologies. Third was Ken Griffin's $63 million Chicago condo sell-off is not going well, from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Virtu is bracing for SEC lawsuit after settlement talks fail. Previously disclosed case focused on information access policy. Firm said Friday that settlement talks with regulator failed. Virtu Financial Inc. expects to be sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission after talks failed to settle a dispute over the firm's safeguards for trading data. The shares fell in extended trading. The New York-based wholesale brokerage said in a filing Friday that the agency had zeroed in on its information barriers policy and procedures and sent a Wells notice indicating a lawsuit was likely. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, The climate crisis requires a wartime footing. Only by invoking the spirit of joint endeavor against a common enemy can we make the radical changes we need. I wish, a long-standing U.S. Democrat and environmentalist said to me recently, that we'd never politicize global warming. Even as extreme heat is demonstrating that no country will be immune from climate change, the politics are becoming more treacherous. Parts of the right are mobilizing to slow down the path to net zero as inflation bites and the fossil fuel industry comes under pressure. The next story is from the Financial Times. The headline, SEC asks Coinbase to halt trading in everything except Bitcoin, CEO says. Request would have meant the end of the crypto industry in the U.S., according to Brian Armstrong. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission asked Coinbase to halt trading in all cryptocurrencies other than Bitcoin prior to suing the exchange in a sign of the agency's intent to assert regulatory authority over a broader slice of the market. Coinbase Chief Executive Officer Brian Armstrong told the Financial Times that the SEC made the recommendation before launching legal action against the NASDAQ-listed company last month for failing to register as a broker. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.